From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. Immigration policy has emerged as one of the thorniest issues of the 2018 midterm election cycle. Just ask incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri. She's running against Missouri's Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley in one of the nation's most high-profile races. An ad released by the Senate Leadership Fund, a Republican-backed political action committee, questions her voting record on immigration.
In Washington, McCaskill joined the liberals for giving amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants.
KBIA's Catherine Palmer looked into the Senate Leadership Fund's claim for PolitiFact Missouri, the state edition of the nonpartisan fact-checking website. And she's here in the studio to talk about it. Catherine, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
So what was the final ruling?
Well, we decided to rate this claim mostly false. We looked into the bill that this ad was referencing and found out that it originated as a bipartisan immigration reform measure. It was pretty big news at the time in 2013 that it was drafted. The experts we talked to and the language of the bill showed us it would not have granted amnesty to the approximately 11 million unauthorized immigrants living in the country. It would have provided a pathway to citizenship, but it would have been about 13 years before a person could have become a citizen.
So the question here is the word amnesty. So what would this bill have actually done?
The bill, Senate Bill 744, it passed the Senate 68-32, but it died in the House. It would have created a path to citizenship. Anyone who had entered the country prior to January 1st, 2012 would have been able to apply for registered provisional immigrant status. Those applications, though, were contingent on an applicant paying assessed taxes, fees, and a $1,000 penalty. A background check also would have excluded anyone who had been convicted of a felony, three or more misdemeanors, certain foreign offenses, and unlawful voting. But for those that did pass the background check and were able to pay all of those fees, they would have had to maintain provisional status for at least 10 years. And then after that, they could apply for lawful permanent resident status. And then after they had that for at least 3 years, then they could apply for full citizenship. And then in addition to that, this bill would have also allocated $46.3 billion in border security.
So what you're saying is there were levels and levels of restrictions in this bill. And then again, there's this word amnesty that means sort of what you want it to mean, right? What do experts say amnesty means?
The experts I talked to said that it was a stretch to call this bill amnesty. Sarah Pierce is a policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute.
Amnesty is a little misleading because that's become an increasingly politicized term over time. It tends to indicate that you're talking about giving someone a benefit that they haven't actually deserved, when in reality, the provisions of 744 had people go through a variety of background checks, pay a fee, and it had them be in this provisional status for a number of years before they could even qualify to get a green card.
Another part of the ad mentioned the number of 11 million illegal immigrants. What did your PolitiFact investigation find about that claim?
Again, it goes back to the restrictions that this bill would have put in place. Everyone I talked to said this would not have applied to all 11 million people living in the country illegally because the restrictions like the background checks and fines would have excluded a number of people.
That was KBIA's Catherine Palmer, working for PolitiFact Missouri, which looked into a claim by the Senate Leadership Fund that Claire McCaskill joined liberals giving amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants without border protections in place. PolitiFact Missouri ruled that statement mostly false. I'm Ryan Familiner, KBIA News, Columbia.